Welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday to you all. Tons of good stuff to get into today. Yeah, we are about a day later than I want to be, but can't have everything holiday season. Sometimes we are pulled in other directions. But without further ado, I'm just going to jump straight into the NHL action. I got some NHL stories I want to get into, including some of my favorite players. And a couple just bizarre things. And I call them bizarre. Let's jump into the NHL. I want to start with the Hurricanes, where last Thursday they had the loss 1-0 in overtime in Vancouver to the Canucks. Yeah, that one... That one stung a little bit. Mrazek with 25 saves in it, but 1-0 overtime. When you fight that hard, don't score a goal, and lose by just the one goal, that's an oucher. Of course, then on Saturday, they rebounded a little bit, just a little bit, with a win in Calgary over the Flames 4-0. You had Fogle, who had the deuce on the board. You had the red-hot Dougie Hamilton and Brock McGinn, who all had goals in that one. Reimer with 32 saves and the victory. And then, of course, last night they were in Winnipeg to complete the Canadian trio there, or triad, however you want to say it. They won that one 6-3, where Jordan Staal and Sebastian Aho both had dropped the deuce. Svechnikov and Walmart with round out the goal scoring there. Mrazek with 30 saves and the victory. Upcoming schedule for our Hurricanes is going to have them playing tomorrow night in Colorado. I mean, they're already in, they did the Canadian circuit. You might as well drop by Colorado while you're at it. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Puck drop on that one. That, like I said, that's tomorrow night, Thursday. On Saturday, they will be back at home finally versus the Florida Panthers for a 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. Some quick things I want to tell you about with the Hurricanes, of course. The red-hot Dougie Hamilton. He's got 12 goals, 22 assists, 34 total points this year. I think outside of what Svechnikov's doing, he could. Well, Teravainen's in there too, but I would actually say if it were all star voting for me, and they said you had to put them in order, because we can only get one. Do it like a Heisman ballot. I think I got Teravainen number 3, I got Dougie number 2. And then I got Svechnikov number 1 just because it's he's doing some magical things, including the lacrosse goal 2.0 as he's put a second one in now. You'd think at some point they would figure this out, because as soon as they start trying to figure it out, he's just going to pass to somebody in the front. And it's going to be great. Either way, it's going to lead to a goal. But, yeah, the red-hot Dougie Hamilton and Svechnikov doing these lacrosse goals are just adding more excitement and more positivity to this team. They're really getting on another good run, and I look forward to where they can really take this. They did recall Gibbons from Charlotte. He's made a handful of appearances. I believe he's 31 years of age. He brings a little bit of depth that they will need. They will definitely, start giving some people some breathers here and there when you can. You don't want to run people too hard, but you know, you want to keep the pace up of the guys that are super red hot. Let's see. Let's jump to the Predators, where on last Thursday they lost in Buffalo 4-3. Sissons, Johansson, and Duchesne. Yeah, I don't know. I never say his name right. All had goals in that one. Saros 28 saves in the loss. On Saturday they lost at home versus the Dallas Stars, 4-1. Watson had the lone goal. Pecorine had 18 saves in the loss there. On Monday night in MSG versus the Rangers, they won that one 5-2, where Ellis, Ekholm, Grimaldi, and Yossi dropped two on them. there for the 5 goals. Saros with 39 total saves. And then last night versus the Islanders, they won that with 8-3. Starting to get on a run a little bit. I know it's just 2 goals, but that's 13 goals in 2 games. Forsberg, Bonino, Yarncrook, Grimaldi, Yossi, and Johansson all had goals. Smith knocked in 2. Pecorine, 21 saves for the victory there. Your upcoming schedule for the Predators. Tomorrow night, they will be in Ottawa, 7:30 puck drop there, and they will be in Boston for a 7 p.m. puck drop on Saturday. You know, we talk about it all the time, but now is right about the first of the year is really when you want to start really putting some things together, solidifying lines, shaking them up when you need to, and I do believe that's what the Predators are doing because, like I said, they scored 13 goals in 2 games. I hope that means they you know, somehow don't hit a drought. I don't think they will. But it's you know, approaching that time where it's time to start really putting it together. Obviously, not everybody's going to be the Blues where you can be the last place team in January and go all the way through. Well, they're a little further up, so we don't have to go worst to first here. You can actually just, you know, put a good run together and backdoor yourself into the playoffs. Let's move to some ECHL, and I'll finish up with the NHL stories that I deem kind of big. Let's go with the Swamp Rabbits. On Friday, they had the loss at home versus the Orlando Solar Bears 5-1. Pritchard had the lone goal. Booth, welcome back. 29 saves in the loss. On Saturday, they lost in South Carolina to the Stingrays 3-0. Jeremy Hellvig, 33 saves. He's got to be averaging like 38 saves a game or something like that. It's really crazy. Let's see. On there we go. On Sunday, they were at home versus Orlando. That is a weird schedule. Did they really do that? Let's see, they did Orlando. Yeah, according to my schedule. I'm going to look that up just to make sure, because I know I have that wrote down, but yeah, faced Orlando again at home, won that one 6-2, where Manfredo, great name, Pritchard, Howe, Marcino, Black, and Pecoraro all had goals in that one. Bednard with the 16 saves, only gave up the 2 goals. Fantastic job there. Upcoming schedule for our Swamp Rabbits. On Friday, they will be in Florida to take on the Everblades. 7:30 puck drop there. And they will also take them on for a 7 p.m. puck drop on Saturday. And, you know, it's good that they broke out of that little funk they were in there. They were able to put the victory together. Go 1-2 in the week, and that's okay. But it's good that they were able to put everything together. I think, you know, Pritchard is starting to put puck in the back of the net a lot more. He seems to be kind of heating up. You know, if Manfredo and Marcino are going to start getting back on the board, that's not a problem either. And whether it's Booth, whether it's Hellvig, Hellvig, I think, is slowly turning into a mini star in goal. And if it's Booth or whoever else it might be, just solid performance after solid performance is keeping them right in it. Let's move to the Gladiators, where last Friday they lost to Jacksonville at home. The Icemen won that one 4-3. Bly, Conway, and Peterson with the goals. Kaiser with 18 saves and the loss. They lost in Norfolk 3-2 on Saturday as Bly and Nogard had the goals. Bones with 31 saves in the losing effort. They are currently playing right now in Florida versus the Everblades. I think puck dropped just a handful of minutes ago, or it's coming up in a couple minutes. And then on Friday, they will be in Jacksonville to take on the Icemen, 7 p.m. puck drop there. On Saturday, they will be back at home to face the Orlando Solar Bears, 7:05 puck drop for that one. Did I have something else to say? I know Scott Conway has been recalled to the AHL Bruins. Appreciate all he did there. Oh, of course, the Wiener Dog Race is just 8 days away, which tells you that it will be, let's see, next Friday versus South Carolina. It will be when the Wiener Dog Race is. Those are always fun. Poor little dogs. They get to run across the ice. It's actually pretty entertaining, and no, it doesn't harm the dogs. But there's all kinds of ticket packages going on for the holidays between the Glads, between the Rabbits. You guys know how to find all the information on that. Go to the website. And with that being said, let's finish up with some NHL stories, because, like I said, there are some that I deem very worthy to talk about. I'm going to start right off the top. Brad Marchand is back to being super scorer. He is the fourth person in the league to reach the 50-point plateau for the season. We all know he can occasionally get into those little shenanigans that borderline kind of just suspect. I'm not going to say illegal, and he's not a dirty player. But as good as Marchand is, he's so much better as a scorer. And so the fact that he's able to do the things he's done, it's good to see this Brad Marchand back. I like this Brad Marchand. And it's the one that everybody wishes was on their team, not the one that slew-foots people and licks people. And I mean, that's, you know, that's here or there, okay, but here's what it is. Kovalchuk has been waived by the LA Kings. I question why he was coming back to the league to start with. I'm not saying that he's completely lost it. I'm just saying a couple years away from the NHL, being in the Russian league or whatever it is, I think it didn't keep him in the loop like this. And, you know, I hope it don't come to a point where he ends up playing in the minors. If he does, it'd be kind of cool to see him, you know, maybe the AHL level. I don't know that he would go down to the ECHL level. But, you know, I was never the biggest Kobe fan, but I don't want to see him go out like this. I'd rather see him kind of go out on top if he could. But he got waived by the Kings. He could be picked up by anybody at this point. He could stay in the NHL. Who knows? Let's see. The Sharks fired their coach, Peter DeBoer. I know that was last week, but I didn't get a chance to address it. They put in Bob, I think it's Bowner, is how you say his name, who has been doing okay so far. I like Peter DeBoer. If somebody's looking for a coach, they're going to pick this guy up. He takes teams to the playoffs. They just kind of underperformed once they got there. And, you know, they didn't really like the direction the team was going this year, so they said, it's been nice, Peter. And Peter, like I said, he's a super good coach. He wants another chance somewhere, and he's going to get a chance somewhere. And we all know the first of the year firings, there's a chance he could be back on a bench in you know, a couple weeks. Let's see. Eric Staal gets his 1,000th career point. He did that with Minnesota and Carolina for majority of them. Of course, the Hurricanes But congratulations to Eric on that one. And here's to a bunch more before he hangs it up. Evgeny Malkin becomes the fourth Penguin to reach 400 goals. I'm not sure who the fourth one is. Because we all know Mario Lemieux, Sid the Kid Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Jágr, I guess would be the... Jágr probably is the fourth. That would make a lot of sense. And then, of course... But, I mean, it's just... There's a storied franchise for you. And then, of course, Taylor Hall, one of my favorite players, was traded to the Coyotes, one of my least favorite teams. A team that, even just a couple years ago, I said, I don't think should be a team. They're actually doing pretty good. They're able to add Taylor Hall, who, on just a couple hours of sleep and a lot of plane travel, was able to help with an assist and some other things. And, you know, has been doing good. He's a great player. I look forward to the many great things he's going to do. It'll pain me to watch Coyote games if that's how I have to see him, but that's, you know, that means Coyote's going to start being on TV because of his star-drawing power. And like I said, I mean, this is a good move. The Coyote's GM, I got to applaud the efforts. You know, I don't have to necessarily like you to respect you. That goes all across a lot of sports and even a lot of things in life is... I absolutely respect what they're doing out there. And, you know, I don't retract my statement from before. I just say that if they're going to keep on the up and up, then 100% ready. Yeah, let's see the Coyotes get back to some of the big things that big times they used to have before. But that's going to do it for me. Appreciate everybody dropping by this great edition of Vortex. This one's titled Head West, Young Man. That's exactly what Taylor Hall did. Appreciate everybody joining us. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to great, amazing viewers like you guys. Thanks to everybody here at Impact Media. We will see you guys next week. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Go Glads. Go Rabbits. Go Canes. Go Preds. Go Taylor Hall. Go watch hockey, guys. See you next week. Let's get the rhythm.